Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The recent mass shooting at the Parkland, Florida High School and the ones before it have left some school boards questioning whether they have done enough to protect their charges. The question arose Monday at Lakeland Union High School board meeting, where President Ed Schaub suggested metal detectors might be needed at the school's main entrance to screen for contraband. Critics of metal detectors in schools point to their purchase cost and ongoing costs, including monitors. They suggested more mental health screening as an example. The school already has a secured front entrance consisting of double doors. The second set of doors leading into the main building is locked once students arrive for school. Visitors must then show identification and give a reason for their visit. There's also an armed school resource officer from the local police department at the school during normal business hours. Principal Administrator Jim Boucher said he would look for feedback from students and staff on the issue, and the board took no action. But teachers are trained to teach. That statement from Northland Pines School District Administrator Mike Ritchie is his view on suggestions teachers should be able to carry firearms as a result of that recent school shooting. Ritchie says the district has policies in place and staff have been trained how to react, saying he's had a number of phone calls asking what the district is doing. Ritchie shared a number of security measures the district has taken. All visitors have to enter at a main office and are screened through a sexual predator database. The district also has hired a social worker to assist with mental health issues. And the Rhinelander High School gym was filled Tuesday morning with sophomores and seniors talking about money, Mad Money to be exact. Rhinelander Partners in Education sponsors the Mad Money event each year along with the school district. Co-organizer Ben Meyer says the financial simulation is designed to give students an idea what budgeting and living is like when they're on their own.
We've got dozens and dozens of volunteers from the community that have come to help out today that are vendors, and they are helping the students work through, okay, you've got a salary, but money goes to childcare, money goes to utilities, money goes to a home payment, money goes to a car payment. And some of these students might go broke at the end of the day, which is perhaps not the worst thing because it's a lesson for how life works in the real world.
Senior Aaron Ditzler.
What am I learning?
Yeah.
Being an adult is overwhelming, but we're doing a lot of the adult things in 3 hours, so it's not as overwhelming in real life as it is right now.
Senior Elizabeth Glut.
Yeah, I think reality sets in and you start realizing, like, kind of need that kick in the butt to realize that not everything in life is going to be go great.
The students also heard from motivational speaker Mike McGowan, who talked about leadership, respect, and making good personal decisions. A Rhinelander committee has given initial blessings to the idea of a new band shell and an upgraded Hodag Park next to Boom Lake. City Council member Sherry Bellevue chairs the Parks Committee. She says after a comprehensive review of city parks last year by a task force, the recommendation was to find more uses for the parks. She says Hodag Park now is underutilized. The Friends of Rhinelander Parks made an offer to pay for a park upgrade. From the group's Facebook page, they suggest a year-round updated restroom concession stand and a performance area, and Bellevue describes a possible band shell.
Originally, it was going to be a performance bowl with like a stamped concrete pad, and you know we had some concerns because there's no cover for it. So now it would be a covered bandstand-type facility, maybe with a backing to it. We made sure that it wasn't facing west, so you know, so there wasn't some sun issues. The, you know, electricity would be put in there. So yes, and it's considerably bigger than the current band shell that they have for the community band over here by Triggs.
Also Monday evening, the Rhinelander City Council approved the hiring of Green Golf Partners to take over management of the Northwood Golf Club. The same firm did a consultant review that recommended changes after a city audit found the course owed the city more than $1 million. Our weather forecast for tonight, slight chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy, low near 20. For Wednesday, sunny, high near 41. Thursday, slight chance of snow before noon with a high around 34. Friday's high, 38, sunny skies. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.